First Prigozhin, now Kadyrov. Russian telegram channels write. Some say that he has already died, some that he is in critical condition and fell into a coma due to severe kidney failure, or that he was poisoned. Up until recently, Prigozhin and Kadyrov were the only two people in Russia with significant power resources who allowed themselves their personal discussions about the course of the war. After the murder of Prigozhin, I immediately wrote that Kadyrov would be next. Let's see if Putin's regime is really getting rid of everything and everyone who can afford autonomy and his own private heavily armed army. If Kadyrov dies, the situation in Chechnya might change. Will Putin be able to keep control over Chechnya? Will it become the center of resistance once more? This could be a chance that people of Chechnya could make use of. Halfway between the Ukrainian-controlled city of Orishiv and the Russian-occupied city of Tokmak, one of the decisive battles of the Russian-Ukrainian war is currently taking place. Both Ukrainian and Russian sources confirm this. After the liberation of Robotyne almost 3 weeks ago, the Russians recognized the seriousness of the situation and sent massive reserves, especially airborne troops, to the region. They are intended to prevent a widespread breach of the Surovikin line to the south. Ukraine, for its part, is trying to deepen and widen the wedge it has struck in the Russian front with parts of the 46th, 47th, and 82nd Brigades. Why is this a decisive battle? Both Russia and Ukraine are fully focused on this section of the front. They want to derail the enemy's defense or advance at this point. Of course, it won't be the last battle for Zaporizhia, but this is where it will be decided whether Ukraine can advance towards the Sea of Azov and Crimea in the medium term, or whether Russia's defense lines are so strong that we have to prepare for a hot, but de facto, frozen conflict. Russia currently occupies 16% of Ukraine's land area. The battle marked on the map will decide whether things stay that way for the next few years or whether Russia has to retreat further. Of course, we continue to hope for the big Ukrainian surprise offensive in Kherson or southern Donetsk. Kadyrov posted a video of himself after rumors stated that he was in a bad condition. I strongly advise everyone who cannot distinguish truth from lies on the internet to take a walk in the fresh air and put their thoughts in order. The rain is perfectly invigorating, he said. But until we know is this an old video, we still can't say what is real here. So Russia has spent $25.6 billion on compensation to families of deceased soldiers and $21 billion on compensation to the wounded. Putin has previously signed a decree earlier in the year ordering the payout of $68,800 to the families of deceased and $41,300 to soldiers that are wounded. Using this, we can get a glance at potential Russian casualties, assuming zero corruption and money laundering. According to the expenditures by the Russian government, they have conducted payouts to the next of kin for 372,093 soldiers killed in action. According to expenditures by the Russian government, they have conducted payouts to 508,474 soldiers wounded in action. According to Russian expenditures, Russian casualties in the past 18 months are as follows. Killed in action, 372,093. Wounded in action, 508,474 total casualties, 880,567. In Voronezh, Russia, five military personnel staged a vile drinking party. Two ordinary drivers went to bed, and the battalion commander, the deputy technologist, and the castle commander had a fight. In the heat of an argument, one of these warriors blew up a grenade. Well, as expected, party hard, drunken, and just having a blast. Russian propagandists want workers from North Korea to come to Russia for temporary jobs.
Трудовые ресурсы из Северной Кореи. Моя любимая тема – миграция, так сказать, всегда говорил.
Для нас это идеальный вариант.
Всегда говорил, да, что на самом деле миграционной политики внятной у нас нету. Это было бы очень здорово, когда трудовые мигранты по договору приезжают, отрабатывают, собирают, так сказать, свои манатки и уезжают. Ровно день в день. Не создают здесь свои диаспоры, государство в государстве, не качают права, не рассказывают, что мы их поработили, и поэтому мы всем должны. А отрабатывают, получают деньги и уезжают.
Железная дисциплина.
И это будет еще, между прочим, там по деньгам по деньгам, это может быть гораздо выгоднее, чем трудовые мигранты из Закавказья и Средней Азии.
Russian commander and his trench wife. While the Russians are dying in the trenches under Ukrainian artillery and have constant problems with communication, the commander of the 810th Separate Guards Marine Brigade Communications Company ordered his subordinates to set up a tent for his private entertainment. ...1,500 young people from a pro-Putin organization have lined up into letters that say Mariupol in St. Petersburg. Young Guards, an organization that claims to have Putin as its leader and pledges full support to him, did it to greet Mariupol on its birthday. To greet the city that Russia bombed and leveled with earth for weeks. Outrageous cynicism. The video was published by St. Petersburg's vice governor. In Russia, for the second time in just a few days, an Ural Airlines passenger plane had to make an emergency landing in the boondocks due to a hydraulics failure. Russian aviation is hit hard by Western sanctions. Russian planes have shortages of parts and maintenance, and the situation is getting worse day by day. An Ermaki MB-339 Pan jet from the Frecchi Tricolori aerobatic team of the Italian Air Force crashed during takeoff in Turin. As a result, a 5-year-old girl died on the ground in a fire that engulfed the car. She was in the car with her parents.
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to subscribe. Also, if you want to support Warthog Defense, please become our member and get early access to new videos, exclusive members-only videos, and become administrator in comment section. The membership link is in the description.
Every day we get a guy. Last week it's 6 rescues in 6 days. You know, he's doing the job every day.